Senate Democrats block DHS funding again after GOP rejects counteroffer. Senate Democrats on Wednesday again blocked funding for the Department of Homeland Security after Republicans rejected a counteroffer the party put forward. An effort by Senate Majority Leader John Thune to fund the DHS failed in a 54-46 vote, falling short of the 60 votes it needed to advance. Senator John Fetterman was the only Democrat to join Republicans in voting to advance the measure. The vote was primarily intended to test whether Republicans could count on any support from Democrats to provide funding for the agency, Thune indicated. This comes after Senate Democrats the same day submitted a DHS funding counterproposal to Republicans, according to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The proposal, announced on the Senate floor on March 25, includes requests focused on reforming immigration and customs enforcement, a key sticking point in negotiations. Currently, most of DHS remains unfunded, though ICE and U.S. Customs and Border Protection continue operating under funding secured last year through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, signed by President Donald Trump last summer. Democrats had previously rejected a Republican proposal that would fund the rest of DHS while deferring decisions on ICE's enforcement and removal operations. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt reiterated Trump's demand to end the impasse and restore full DHS funding. President Trump's position is very clear, Leavitt said during a Wednesday briefing. He wants the federal government open, the Department of Homeland Security funded, and the Democrat shutdown to end immediately. Speaking at a March 24th press conference, Schumer said that any agreement must address what Democrats see as urgent problems within ICE. We have to rein in ICE and stop the violence. We need reform, Schumer said, adding that Senate Democrats are unified in their demands for changes to enforcement practices. He criticized the GOP plan for failing to address those concerns, noting that the Democrats' counteroffer includes significant reform measures. Under the Republican approach, ICE funding would be handled separately through the budget reconciliation process, allowing it to pass with a simple majority rather than the usual 60 votes required in the Senate. That strategy has gained some traction within the White House. Trump signaled openness to the idea, telling reporters he would review the proposal but stopping short of endorsing it. They're working on all of that, he said when asked about separating immigration enforcement funding from the broader DHS budget. Some Democrats have expressed cautious optimism. Senator Chris Coons said a deal may be within reach but stressed the importance of a formal, written agreement. He also made clear he would oppose any measure that fails to include reforms to ICE detention and deportation practices. Negotiations intensified after Republican senators met with Trump at the White House earlier in the week, and additional details are expected during subsequent party meetings. Major disagreements remain, including over Trump's stipulation that any DHS funding deal include the Save America Act, which would require photo identification for voting and proof of citizenship for voter registration. Provisions Democrats have vowed to block. The prolonged stalemate is already having visible consequences. Since partial funding lapsed on February 13, operations within the Transportation Security Administration have been strained, leading to long airport lines nationwide. While most of the federal government remains funded, the DHS has faced increasing operational pressure. At the heart of the dispute is Democratic opposition to current immigration enforcement strategies, particularly large-scale deportations. Their stance hardened following two deaths during protests against ICE operations in Minneapolis. So far, the Senate has failed four times to pass legislation to fund the remaining portions of DHS. Democrats have outlined a series of conditions for any agreement. These include limiting enforcement to targeted operations, requiring judicial warrants before entering private property, and banning broad, indiscriminate arrests. They also seek stricter verification standards before detaining individuals. Additional proposals would require ICE agents to clearly identify themselves by name, agency, and a unique identification number, and provide that information upon request. Democrats also want to restrict enforcement actions at sensitive locations such as schools, churches, hospitals, courts, child care centers, and polling places. Currently, DHS relies largely on administrative warrants, and ICE agents are not required to wear body cameras. However, Former DHS Secretary Kristi Noem recently said agents operating in Minneapolis would begin using them. Meanwhile, Border Czar Tom Homan has defended certain enforcement tactics, including the use of masks by agents, citing a rise in threats against personnel and their families. "I don't like the masks either, but threats against ICE officers are up dramatically," Homan said in an interview with CBS. "These men and women need to protect themselves." With negotiations ongoing, both parties face growing pressure to break the deadlock, restoring full DHS funding while addressing deep divisions over immigration policy. Nathan Wooster contributed to this report.